What warms the heart while also being brutally realistic? Only one movie fits the bill. The Fox and the Hound, a classic Disney movie that portrays a harsh reality through the eyes of innocent woodland creatures. What was seemingly an inspirational picture about overcoming stereotypes turned out to be a worldly movie about growing up and moving on. This leaves me thinking that this movie is too harshly realistic to be a children's movie, because it teaches that stereotypes cannot be overcome, and that friendships are predetermined based on your social standing. The movie starts out with the death of a mother fox. After leaving her son Todd by a fence post so that he will survive, the mother fox is shot by hunters. The fact that she took the time to leave her baby behind shows the audience that the mother fox knew she was about to die. Being aware of death is a new and scary concept for young viewers that this animation film was created for. Todd is taken in and raised by the loving, motherly care of a human widow. Soon afterwards, an unexpected friendship forms between Todd and a neighboring hound, Copper. The starting characters are young and drawn with wide-eyed innocence. Copper's living conditions are tense. The constant pressure to be the best hunting dog and frequent ridicule from his elder, a dog named Chief, is eased through visits from his best ever friend, Todd.
Copper, you're my very best friend.
And you're mine too, Todd.
And we'll always be friends forever, won't we?
Yeah, forever.
But time has a way of changing things. And after an accidental run-in with Copper's master, the fox and the hound's secret friendship is exposed, and outside forces work non-stop to try and put it to rest. Peer pressure influences them to grow apart. Their role models actually encourage them to stay away from one another. Copper is even tied to his doghouse as an attempt to keep the two apart. It can be so hard to maintain a friendship when no one wants it to work out but you, and the two are separated. Preserving their sweet innocence is near impossible. Proving that time changes things, these two friends grow apart in a brutal way. Upon meeting again, the cycle of nature takes its course, and these natural-born enemies turn against each other. After being released into the wilderness, Todd starts to accept that the two's friendship will never be the same. This could cause kids to believe that stereotypes cannot be overcome, that your friendships and overall relationships are predetermined by your social standing. They are brought together by a near-death experience, and hopes rise as Todd saves Copper's life, and Copper, in turn, saves Todd's. However, after debts have been paid, they go their own separate ways. This sends out the message that friendships can't be saved, no matter the circumstances. A negative aura surrounds this otherwise fantastic movie. This movie is very direct with its sorrow. It seems sadness is lurking at every corner. Too much, too soon, for youth with a waiting, worry-free childhood to fulfill. So next time you're babysitting, turn on SpongeBob or other cartoons for the children to enjoy, and save The Fox and the Hound for a day Walmart has a sale on tissues.